give you back that toy. It's mine.
No way. Not a chance. It's mine.
Mom, he's being mean to me.
Dad, I'm not the one who's being mean. She's being mean to me.
Wow. That was intense. But I have a feeling all of us have been in this type of argument before. The sibling fight.
Dun, dun, dun!
We are Rachel with her older brother, Joel, Aveo with her younger brother, Ashton, Olivia with her younger sister, Lucia, and lastly, Riley with her younger brother, Mason. And we are talking about sibling rivalry and ways to get along better with our brothers and sisters.
We know that sibling fights are going to happen, but there are some tools and strategies that we can use so that we don't fight as much, or perhaps become more effective at getting our point across to our brother and or sister.
Guess what? Here is. We did the research and realized that there are, in fact, some strategies that might help others that then punch each other or tattle on them. So here it goes.
We have to work most of all on our communication skills. Yep, you heard it. We have to develop how we talk to each other and how we listen to each other. And you guessed it. It is hard work, and we need help from our parents, too.
Ask your parents about skills to get along with each other, because sometimes when you are upset, we can't find the right thing to say, so we just scream at each other. Think about the other person's feelings or wants to listen to what they are saying rather than trying to scream over the top of them.
We need to learn how to get our point across rather than just yelling out our needs. In a calm voice, explain to your sibling why you need that toy or you want them to stop bothering you. Maybe offer them to have shorter turns rather than just thinking you should have the toy all to yourself. Maybe say, okay, Timmy, how about you get the toy for 5 minutes and then I will set a timer. After that, I will get the toy for 5 minutes.
Another idea might be to start to notice and say good things that you notice about your sibling. Like at the dinner table each night, it's a game we learned from Neil Prestisha called Rose, Rose, Thornbud. It's where you say two things you appreciated and one problem that you might be happening with your sibling, but say it in a nice way rather than accusing your brother or sister. And an example of this is, I appreciate that Timmy didn't bother us when my friends were over today. I noticed that he took deep breaths and space rather than getting mad at me today. A thorn bud was that he barged into my room without asking, and I really need my privacy. I'm wondering if you can knock next time. This will help to model positive relationships, problem solving, and may help your sibling want to be nicer to you.
We also need our space as kids, so make sure that you are giving your sibling space throughout the day rather than always feeling to bug each other.
As kids, we need to use the tools that we learn from our parents and at school to self-regulate ourselves when we are feeling really frustrated. This might look like taking a deep breath, walking away to your own space for a bit, explaining how you feel, etc. Once you have calmed down, then you can have a conversation with your sibling and explain your perspective.
Another neat idea is to have a message board, and when you get in a fight, you write down how you feel on the board, and then your sibling is allowed to respond once. Set a timer for 15 minutes after that. Then you have that 15 minutes of space away from each other before you come back to talk.
You might even want to have a calendar that is visible where you put emoji faces for each day as to how you got along with each other. For example, a happy face for no fights at all, a sad face for lots of fights. At the end of each month, you can review it together and set up a fun activity to do together if you have more happy faces than sad faces.
Once we completed our research, we decided to bring our actual brothers and sisters in to interview them on ways to get along better. We have Joel, Lucia, Ashton, and Mason here with us today. Welcome. Thanks for doing this for us. Let's get started on our first question.
Mason, what qualities do you enjoy about your siblings?
I like that she is always nice to me.
Ashton, how do you have fun with your sibling?
I have fun with my siblings by playing out on my outdoor rink and outside doing a lot of sports.
Lucia, what is your favorite thing to do with your sibling?
Playing Lego and doctor together.
Ashton, do you feel that the age between your sibling affects you communicate with each other?
No, I don't think that the age difference affects us because we're just a year apart.
Do you think it would affect you if you were more than 1 year apart?
No, not really.
You think it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Mace, how well do you know your sibling and how could you get to know your sibling better?
I know her very well. One, we could play together more.
Lucia, when your sibling plays with you, do you find it makes you happier?
Yes.
Ashton, do you argue on a daily basis?
Yeah, we usually argue on a daily. We usually argue a lot during a day, but not all the time.
Hey, Mace, what strategies do you have to help us get along better?
I don't have any, but thanks for asking.
Does anybody else have any strategies that can help you get along better so that you're not always fighting, you're starting to kind of make some progress towards getting along with each other?
You could start sharing more.
It's a great idea.
You could talk about what you feel bothers them the most, and then try and work on that, like maybe barging into their room less or not going into their personal space as much.
Now talk to me about listening, Avea. What do you think about the listening part of it?
I feel like you should listen to your sibling a lot so you can get to know them better and just have a better bond with them.
You were going to say something before that. What were you going to say? We don't remember. That's okay.
Another thing is, even like the age difference probably won't matter for if it's 2 to 3 years, but I have a feeling if it's a little more than that, the older sibling can become a lot more mature and understanding of some things that the younger one might not quite understand yet. So I feel like it can matter sometimes.
No, that's a great point, Rachel. Thank you. Are there any other questions that we didn't ask you today or any other advice that you just thought of now to help siblings get along with each other? Thank you all for coming.
Jewel, do you and your sibling have better connections at different places other than just at home?
No, I don't think we do.
Jewel, how would you better resolve a fight with your sibling?
I'd say our fights would be better resolved if she left me alone and I left her alone.
Wow, you guys are really smart. Good job. Thank you for letting us interview you. We really do love you and we are so thankful that you are our brothers and sisters. Now let's just all get along. Your sibling will be your best friend someday when you are older, so why not just be best friends now?